This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, Mike Luoma. And I have Chapter 19 of Vatican Assassin, which I'm going to split into two parts on this episode and the next episode. It's a 37-minute long chapter, so I just thought, you know what? It's just a little too long for the podcast episode. So we've got part one on this episode. As BC, our Vatican assassin, has confessed. Is anybody going to believe him? Well, the light seems to. So we're going to join BC serving his penance in his closet or his cell on Fortune Station as we get into Chapter 19 of Vatican Assassin. This is the 15th anniversary edition, the special audio version, part one of Chapter 19. I think at the very end of this part, there is Dave Robison as the light. So there is one of those special voice cameos in this chapter. And you can find Dave's stuff at butterymanvoice.com. Before we get into the chapter, a little bit of book news. I have free audiobooks for my patrons. If you are a patron, just let me know what you would like. These are on Spotify. I have codes for free audiobooks for my patrons. If you'd like to become a patron and help support this podcast, just head to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And you can sign up for $2, $5, or 10 bucks a month to become a patron and get not only free audiobooks, but other extra stuff and other early stuff as well. So a big thank you to my patrons, and as I say, if you are one, free audiobooks on Spotify, they are yours, let me know. And if you'd like to become one and help support this podcast, please do. I've lost a few folks lately, just two or three, but, you know, I don't have a whole lot, so that dings me a little bit here. Can use your help if you're able to. Again, it's patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Or just go to my site, glowinthedarkradio.com, or mikeluoma.com, and look for the link to Patreon. The Alibi Jones Omnibus, the chronological omnibus, the paperback, is still under $5 at Amazon. I'm not sure what's going on, but I want to let you know that last I checked earlier today, it was still just $4.94 at Amazon.com. That's the Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus. Yes, easy for me to say. For just $4.94. Same price as the Kindle. It's just weird. My new paperback, the nonfiction book, is out. Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England. That is available for $39.95 at Amazon. Other places are charging more for some reason, but and I think it's Barnes & Noble has it for that as well, $39.95. It's available at bookshop.org and at walmart.com and lots of other places now starting to show up. Some independent bookstores adding it to their online listings, which is cool to see. And I suppose I should remind you, the reason I started doing this encore presentation of this special 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin, this special audiobook with the cameos, voice cameos, is because I put out a new third edition of the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, all three under one cover. That is out there now, too. So if you got that and the Chronological Omnibus, with those two books, you'd have all my science fiction. Boom, right there. I thought of that the other day. I was like, well, that would be pretty much everything. I mean, scattered stuff here and there, but most of it right there in two books. Yeah, that's why I started doing this encore presentation on the podcast, is because that is now out, the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, third edition, the paperback, which features the 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin in its pages. I had to update it because of that, you see. All right, up next we have part one of chapter 19 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Wake up, go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Now here's Chapter 19, Part 1 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC is blinded by the light as the door to his closet opens. He's been awake, sitting cross-legged in the dark, serving his penance, thinking of different ways of killing the light. He squints, trying to see who it is. Too short to be the light. I don't believe you. I don't believe your confession. Ah, Mr. Kim, welcome. Why not, Father Kim? I've seen the error of my ways. I've spent this last month actually reading this damn thing. BC nods at the Bible. Thinks again. Poor choice of words, sorry. But I did read it, the New Testament especially, just as he asked. We here really are closer to the ideals of the community as Jesus proposed it, as you read about it in Acts and in the letters. I was wrong. You were full of shit, still are. I see right through you. You know, Mr. Kim. BC gets up and stands, looking down on Kim. Father, please. Father Kim, sorry. You don't strike me as being too much like the rest here, either. You're full of a fair amount of shit yourself, aren't you? Aren't you? Kim has something in his right hand. BC sees him roll a finger over it, and the door closes behind him. Kim holds up his hand to show BC a small black plastic cube. Room controls. Lights, speakers, mics, cameras, lock, all controlled by this nifty little device. One cube for each room in this section, the old Sultan's little prison, or maybe his bordello, hard to tell. At any rate, this is the one for this room. The Sultan designed these controls to be both portable and personal, so he could carry them and use them as favors. If he gave you the cube, he was giving you back your privacy. This cube controls everything in this room, and can shut off the mics, the cameras, the whole surveillance system. But just for this room. With the door closed and with this in my hand, we are alone. No one can listen in on us. And so I say again, I see right through you, Campion, even if he doesn't. I still see the murder in your eyes. You aren't hiding anything. You don't even know what day it is, do you? BC knows he doesn't. Nope. You're nearly broken, Campion. Bullshit. And why should I believe you about that thing? BC says, pointing at the small black plastic room control cube. You're just trying to set me up, trying to make it look like I don't regret my past offenses. You're trying to show them I really haven't confessed in my heart, so they'll kill me. Well, it won't work. Jesus, Campion, will you quit playing for the cameras? They're off! You can quit your act for the time being. This controls any access to this room, and it's all off, see? Kim tosses the cube at BC. The writing is small but legible. Controls for the camera, the mics, the light, the lock, just as Kim said. And all turned off. Here, Kim says, grabbing it back quickly. I'm locking the door, that's all. I want to talk to you about something. What, do you have a hidden tape recorder, is that it? You are paranoid. Well, BC looks Kim in the eye, then looks around at the close walls of the room. What do you expect? Look, Campion, calm down. Bottom line here is I want your help. You want my help. How can I help you? And why the fuck should I? You don't know. You've been in here this whole time. Those of us who spend our time with the light, we've been seeing him change. Sometimes he's not himself. Not like he used to be. He's been sick. He has mood swings, sudden shifts in his attitudes and behavior. It's been happening a lot lately. Your arrival seems to have driven him over the edge. You've seen him the way he's been with you. He was going to kill you after you first woke up today. That was his plan. Then he felt, I don't know, sorry or something, because he knows too well who you are. Do you know, he's done nothing but talk about you this whole time you've been in here. He's spent hours watching you on the monitors, talking to us about your killings, the mockery of your rise to the priesthood. He's obsessed with you. He told me he wants to kill you, but he can't, Kim says, disgusted. God won't let him, he says. He says you're a test, his test. I think he thinks you're his final test before he dies. And if he fails, he won't end up at God's side. So, because he's not himself, he may want to believe me. But you wish I was dead. What, you want me to kill myself? Is that how I can help you? No. I want you to help me kill him. Holy shit indeed. Out of left fucking field. What? Kim can't speak at first. He looks like he can't believe he's just said what he just said. I want you to help me remove him. There. Now do you believe me? Kim holds up the black cube. I'd never say something like that unless I was sure no one could hear us. I can't believe you just said that. You want to kill him? I don't want to. I have to. You know what he said about religious leaders dying young? Maybe they have to. Maybe it stops working after a while. You do it for too long, you begin to think of yourself as above everyone else. Special. Being tested personally by God, eh? Then you're no longer the great religious leader. See what I mean? Not quite. Look, Campion, so far I'm the only one who sees the light declining like this. If he can go out now in a blaze of holy glory, he'll be a martyr, and his legend will be preserved. Everything he built here will be preserved. But if I let his decline continue, let him visibly deteriorate in front of everyone, we'll lose it all. The whole thing. The dream will die with him. Because he's too tied into it. We need to set him free, to set the dream free from him, the way it was set free when Jesus died. He, too, shall rise, just as Christ did. We'll make sure of it. You keep saying we. I need your help. But why me? And how? My base of power ain't what it used to be. There's another reason you should help me. Do you feel clearer-headed lately?
What do you mean?
I stopped the drugs they were feeding you about a week ago. They were keeping you pretty high. I need you clear-headed and clean for this to work, and I thought you might appreciate it.
Now that is interesting, considering that last hallucination. Is he lying? What is he up to? What is he setting me up for?
BC asks, for what to work? You're not being too clear. I have a plan.
God save me from the plans of short, overly ambitious, bald men.
Of course, a plan. Wonderful.
The light has been speaking of you as his test from God, as I said. Now he is speaking of you as a test he has passed. I'm here officially, anyway, to ask you to eat with us tonight. You are his great conversion, you see. A brilliant accomplishment of the true will of God and the glory of his Son, Jesus Christ. And he seems to really believe this. I have encouraged this. I know you still want him dead, but I've said nothing of the kind to him. To him I speak very well of you, very well. Extremely well,
Kim says, and almost chokes. It disgusts me. I still don't know why you want my help, or how I can help.
You are the center of his universe right now. He stands at the center of our world, and so then do you, for now. This places you where I can use you.
Use me how? This should be good.
What do you see when you look at me, Campion? I know, short, bald, ambitious. Am I right?
That hits it just about right.
Sure. What you don't see is a charismatic leader. I'm just not the type. Don't look it, can't act it. I know it, and can live with that. But this place, this group, needs a charismatic leader to keep it together. I think you could pull it off.
What? I'm not charismatic. I'm no celebrity. I've never even been big on public speaking.
You underestimate yourself, Campion. I want you to be the leader I can't be, Campion.
Don't misunderstand me. You won't really be in charge, Kim laughs.
You wouldn't want to be, trust me. You'll be the figurehead while I run the place. As you may have guessed, I already run the place, while the light's followers bask in his radiance. I can't let that light sputter out. If he's quickly extinguished, legends can be born. But if he rots on the throne, we are doomed. I must act to guarantee our very survival. When we take out the light, someone has to step in and fill the void. That can be you.
Not me, no way. Who'd believe it?
They will. We'll make them believe it. Trust me, the light himself has already built you up into something larger than life. His nemesis, his test, his great new success. I'll help you get in even closer with the light, close enough so he trusts you. If you can act the part of the newly converted fanatic, I can convince the light you've come at the ordained time to follow him. In his eyes, I'll make you the son he never had. We'll make your choice as his successor inevitable. Then, when the time is right, we'll make sure you're in a situation where no one can suspect you of anything. And I'll administer a poison I found among your things, which I believe will kill him as if from a heart attack. You'll then resist my attempts to elevate you, thereby ensuring your success as the rest demand you lead us.
That's your plan? This is fucking crazy. You know that, don't you?
We don't have a fucking snowball's chance in hell of making this work.
No, it really isn't. This will work.
I have a few others who will support me as I support you. I've just been waiting for the right time, the right ally, to make this work. You're it. There's only one problem.
Here it comes. I knew it. There's always a prop.
We have to do this in the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks? 2 fucking weeks?
Oh my God, this guy really is fucking crazy. They all are here.
2 weeks? Maybe 2 months, maybe, but two? You are crazy, no way.
And why? Why would you do this? Make me the boss.
Because I can't be, like I said. The others won't follow me. But they will follow you. And on top of that, you have a life to go back to off this station. You see, Campion, I'm not asking you to stay here. Just the opposite. I'm asking you to go. Go back to your life. Leave us alone here. You'll be the light in absentia, spreading the word to the rest of the world. So you'll need someone to run the station in your place while you're gone.
You.
Me. I can't be the leader of this group, but I can lead them. I do now, really. I keep this place running, Campion. Do you think he has any idea how to maintain a space station?
I don't know.
Not a clue, I assure you. He doesn't have to. He has me. Why should he? With you, I'll have your reflected power and your stature as a figurehead to use as I see fit. If I need you to come back for some reason, I'll get in touch and you can return. I can't see you having to come back here too often. It will be a perfect arrangement. We had better be going. But think about this as we eat. Watch his behavior. You'll see what I mean. For all his anger and fear of you, Campion, he has a grudging admiration for you. He admires your scrappiness. He told me so in private.
There is a pounding on the door. The light yells on the other side.
Kim, are you okay?
Kim turns around and opens the door.
I'm fine, sir.
The control for the room is missing.
I have it. Here. Kim gives it to him. I used it to turn on his lights.
You locked the door, too. I thought Campion here might have gotten you somehow. I want to believe you've changed, Mr. Campion, but I still have my doubts, it seems. Well, let's forget about it and head for the table, huh? It's time to eat.
That was Chapter 19, Part 1 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. That is our special 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin with the special voice cameos. We heard Dave Robinson as the light there at the end. We'll be hearing more from Dave in Part 2. My thanks again to Dave and to everybody who did voice cameos for this special 15th anniversary edition, for the special audio version. You can check out Dave's stuff at butterymanvoice.com. So as it turns out, Father Kim has an evil plan. Who knew? Or at least a very self-serving plan, I should say. Maybe not evil, you know? Lots of shades of gray here, I suppose. BC is sure happy to play along. If it means getting off Fortune Station and maybe actually accomplishing what he's supposed to do. He's just not sure that, you know, Kim is on the up and up, that he isn't just playing him. We'll see. We'll join them all at dinner, anyway, on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. A thank you again to my patrons who help keep the podcast going. If you'd like to become one, you can do so for $2, $5, or $10 a month at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. The Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus in paperback, over 800 pages, is available for under $5 at Amazon in paperback for some reason. So I want to bring that to your attention. Again, Amazon.com. Just look up Alibi Jones
Chronological omnibus helps, I suppose, if you need it, but should see it. It's got a kind of black, white, and blue cover for the Chronological Omnibus. Just $4.94. My new book, Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England, that big 300-plus page, almost 400-page paperback with over 500 black and white photos, all about the stoneworks in New England, that is on sale now for $39.95, The Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England. Available pretty much everywhere you can get paperbacks online. And that's true for the Vatican Assassin Trilogy 3rd edition that's out as well. That, however, as an 800-some-odd-page paperback, is not being discounted by Amazon. So that's about the same price, I believe, $39.95 for the Vatican Assassin Trilogy 3rd edition paperback. And that's all for this week. We will be back with another episode and the second part of Chapter 19. On our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio, I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.